Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. Today's daf is sponsored by Kenya Brachy Norensburg, Zecha Nishmas Nisal Bas Tova. Nisal Bas Tova. Also learned today's daf, Schus for peace for Achelu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So we are on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We're in the middle of the discussion, the conversation between Rabbi Yehuda, between Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir, as to what was the process of the changing of the clothing and going to the mikveh and putting and then washing your hands and your feet. So Rav Meir had held that you, even in the first time he changed the clothing from his big day chol into the big day zahav, that requires washing the hands. So he has two there. So every time he changes the clothing, he has two. So it's five times. So you get ten. They go into the mikveh. The problem was, according to the Rabbanan, now we're going to ask Bishlamo, the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Hayo de Mishkachas la Asara Kiddushin. Now I have 10 Kiddushin, right? Rashi says the Chamesh Tevilos. I have 10 times I'm washing my hands and feet because I have 5 times I'm going to mikvah. But El Rabbanon Tishahava. According to Rabbanon, it's only going to be 9. Why? Rashi says, Bechasu la Tevila Rishon al Chad Kiddush. Because the first time that he went to his mikvah in the morning, and he changed his clothing from the weekday clothing into the big day Zahav, according to Rabbanon, when he takes off the big day chol, he's not washing his hands. According to the mayor, he is washing his hands. So the Rabbanan only have one hand washing and feet washing, one washing of his hands and feet for the first change of clothing. Well, that's only 9, and we know that there's 10. So the Gemara says no problem. Right? The Gemara says El Rabbanan Tish Rabu Amrulach Rabbanan. Rabbanan going to say Kiddusha Basra. Where's the tenth time he washes hands and feet? Ki Pashet Big Day Kodesh the Lovash Big Day Chol. Right? Avalei Hasam. What happens is at the end of the day, at the end of the Yom Kippur, when he's finished, and he's taking off the big day kodesh, and now putting on his weekday clothing, so according to the Rabbanan, every time you take off the clothing, you'd have to wash your hands. So he's got an extra hand washing at the very end. According to Rav Meir, you won't have a hand washing over there, because Rav Meir says you do two hand and feet washings when you put on big day kodesh. So you're not doing one back then, you're doing two in the beginning. So basically, Rav Meir has one in the beginning, has two in the beginning, and then the regular 8 afterwards. And Chachamim are going to have one in the beginning, then the regular 8, and then one at the end. And each one gets up to the number of 10 hand and feet washing. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan. We have a long brisa. So we're going to have a long brisa. Actually, the next one's going to be a long brisa. But these are brisas that appear from in the Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim, which is the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. The way it's going to work out is we're going to quote these two long brisos, and then we're going to go back step by step to analyze certain parts of these brisos. So Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, and these are the psukim in Achimos, I have them here. The pasuk says, Uba Aaron el Olam. This is the pasuk in Vayikra Tazayin pasuk Chachimol. The pasuk says, Uba Aaron el Olam Moed. This is at the end. It finishes all the Torah finishes describing all the avoda of Yom Kippurim. We just finished that he sends out the seer to the midbar, and then it says Uba Aaron el Olam Moed. Aaron comes into the Olam Moed. Doesn't say what he does. It says, Upasha's big day habad, he takes off the white clothing, Asher Lavash, that he was wearing, when he went to the Kosher Kedoshim, Beni Chusham. So the pasuk is a little ambiguous, but it'll tell you what Aaron does when he goes back into the Olmo here. It says, Uba Aaron Olmoed, what's he doing when he goes back in? But again, so Tana Rabban, Uba Aaron Olmoed, Lama Huba, why is he coming back in? Eino Ba El Ahotzi Esakaf Vahamachta. He's coming back in to remove the shovel and the spoon that he was used to do the ketores. So basically, what ends up happening is that Aaron went in to the kodesh hakodashim. He left the kaf and the machta there. He came out, and I was going back in to get it. So what the Gemara is basically doing is we're adding another time that Aaron enters into the kodesh hakodashim. The Gemara says, "Kol ha parsha kula nemar ala seder." The entire parsha in Achrimos goes in order. It says in order of what you're supposed to do. Kol ha parsha kula nemar ala seder. Chutz b'pasuk zeh, except for this pasuk. This pasuk is out of order. Right, my time was rewind. My time. Amar chizda gemiri chamish tvilas vasar kedushin tov v'kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo b'yom. Because we know they have halacha with Moshe v'Sinai gemiri that the kohen gadol is supposed to do 5 times go to the mikvah, 10 times wash his hands and his feet, and if he will have the psukim in order, lo mishkachas lo elo sholosh tvilos v'shisha kedushin. He will only have 3 times going to mikvah and 6 times washing his hands and his feet. So what's going on? Basically what's going on is that if you look at the psukim directly, if you read the psukim, so the psukim basically have order of the of what's going on. So this beginning of the parsha talks about that he does the Korban Tamid and all the morning regular activities. So that's what he does. Then it has this whole going together, going in of all the avodas Yom Kippurim, which is, so that means he changes, puts on the big day Zav, changes it, so that's one change, changes into the big day Lavan to go do the avoda for Yom Kippurim, and then afterwards it says Verachatz Bisaro, Vilavashas Bigadov, and then he goes and changes again to do the rest, the afternoon avodas, the avoda of the Tamid Shoben Arbayim. That's the Pshat of the Psukim, which that means three changes. Big days of to big day Lavan to big days of three changes, only do six kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That would be a problem. So the Torah, so the Gemara is saying is that this pasuk of that going into the Kodesh is out of order. To tell us, I'll say it outside, we'll see it in Rashi a second. To tell us what happened was, is he did a Tamid Shel Shachar, which is in, so he changes into the gold clothing for Tamid Shel Shachar. Then he goes inside to do the Ketores, which is to change into the white clothing. Then he comes outside, he does all the avodah on the inside. He does all the avodah on the inside and leaves the machta and the kaf inside. Comes outside, and we'll see he does two, another avodah with the shnei elim, with the elim, goes back into the ketores, and goes back inside to the ketores, and then comes out again. So we have him going back in one more time, which means he's changing two more times, which brings us back to our 5 and the 10. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shekola Parsha. Shekol ha-parsha nemru ha-mikraos al-seder ha-avodos. Right? The whole parsha is set in order. Right? Ha-mechlafos kisidron b'parsha, whatever is mentioned, the changing that he does in the order of the parsha, kach seder avos avodos, that's the order of the avodah. Chutz mi-mikra zeh. This pasuk, shekasav, hotzos kaf umachta im avodos ha-pnimios. It discusses that this idea that this action of taking out the spoon, the ladle, and the pan, it discusses it within the context of all the other avodos that he's doing inside. Velo hifsik avodos elu, right, and he does, velo hifsik avodos elo the elaam bentayim. It doesn't mention that there's these korbanos of the two rams, his ram and the ram of the nation, that separates between the doing the avodah in the inside and taking the stuff out and taking the stuff from inside outside. So you have this other avodah that we have to put in, right? Velo elaam bentayim v'haylo lichto b'tchila. It should be that he goes, does the avodah inside, comes out, is marked with the ayil, and then goes back in to take everything out. Right? That's what it should be. So the idea is that the whole thing is in order except for this pasuk. This pasuk has to be after he does the ayil to make us have the 5 and the 10.
So the question is, why does it not specify that that's what he's supposed to do?
Right, it's an interesting case. It's funny. Like, oftentimes, I always ask, like, what's going on? Do they know is it written that way, and they're learning it out from the psukim, or do they know in advance, and they're reading it into the psukim? It seems here that they knew they had some halacha, Moshe Mishinai, now they're pushing it into the psukim.
It seems to me that the argument is, as we see it at this stage, is currently circular, because they say they need Hamed Tevilos, but
We'll get to it. We have halacha Moshe Mishinai. He said, Gemiri, Chamesh Tevilos, Vatsor Kiddushin. We have halacha Moshe Mishinai. Okay, so therefore, again, so let's read it again. Tana Rabbanan, Ubar and Elmo Amson, read it. Lamu ba inu ba lahotis kafas amachta. Shakola parshkul nemra al seder, chus yiposik zeh. My timer, what's the reason? Amor chizda Gemiri, Chamesh Tevilos, Vatsor Kiddushin, Tova Kohen Gadol Mikadish Bobiyom. Vi Kasidron, if it goes in the order of the Psukhi Kasidron, Lomish Kachazu Elashosh Tevilos Shisa Kiddushin. Tanya. Okay, now we're going to have, okay, that's great. Now we have the order. Now where do we know? Where do we see from the psukim? Where do we know that you have to have 5 and 10? Right. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. This is the long brisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Minayin chamesh tevilos vasor kedushin shetovo kohen gadol umekadish bo b'yom. From where do we see that there are 5 to go to the mikvah and 10 washing the hands and feet on that day? Tamad Omar. The pasuk says. So this pasuk again is in pasuk of Gimel. It says, Upa Aaron el ol moed. Right. Aaron goes ol moed. Upashas bigadei habad. He takes off the big day, the lit, right, the white linen clothing, and then it says, it continues in the next pasuk, at the end says, he tells you what he puts on, it says, washing water is going to mikvah. So he says, he has to wash his hands, b'makom kadosh. He has to wash his body in a makom kadosh. V'lavash has big love. And then he puts on the other clothing. Right? So he says, V'lavash has big love. V'yotza v'asa. Right? And he puts on the other clothing, and then he goes out and he does the avoda. Halamadita, you see from here that he's changing his clothing. So here what he's doing, though, he's changing his clothing. He's changing his clothing, we'll see in a moment, he's changing his clothing from gold to white. Right? So he says, he's changing his clothing from white to gold. Halamadita, to kol hamishanene, avoda lavoda, ta'ot tvila. You see from here that if you're changing from one avoda to the next avoda, you have to go to mikvah. Rashi says, he puts on shmona begadim amyuchadim lo kolim oshashana me'avodah lavoda me'avodas pinim lavodas chutz. This is where he's going from the inner avoda to the outer avoda. The pasuk says he has to wash his clothes. He has to wash, right? Vuhu adin chutz lefnim, and the Gemara is going to say that's the same thing if he goes from inside to outside. Ulekayim esayimil sofekani chamesh avodos havu, and then we'll see that there are five avodos harei chamesh tvilos. That means there are five tvilos. That we haven't gotten there yet. Right now, we just see that if he changes his clothing, he has to wash his hands. That is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilah. Amar Rabbi, which is the other Rabbi Yehuda, that's why I said to be careful with Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilah. So Rabbi says, Minayin lechamesh tevilos asar kedushin. Again, we only just did right now the five tevilos. So basically, we discussed Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilah about going to mikvah five times. Now we're going to have Rabbi about the five and the ten, and then we're going to go back to another shita about the ten tefilos, which we're going to say that must be what Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilah holds also. So Amar Rabbi Minayin lechamesh tefilos v'asari kedushin shetova kohen gadol mekadesh bo biyom shenemar, because he goes now to the pasuk in pasuk dalet and says, I read this before, which I was wrong. It says shenemar ketones bad kodesh yulbash. He has to wear the linen clothing. Umiknes a bad yul b'saro. He wears linen pants. Va'avnit, and a belt. Bad yachor, of linen he'll wear. Umitznefes bad yitznof, and a hat that's linen he'll wear. Big day kodesh heim. They are holy vestments. Right? V'rachetz b'mayim es b'saro v'levesham. And he washes in the water his body, and he wears it. So he sees here that he has to wash his body before he puts on the linen clothing, the white linen clothing. Halamarita, shekol hamishana me'avoda la'avoda. Every time you change from one avoda to the other avoda, ton tvila. You have to wear tvila. V'omer big day kodesh him. And also that pasuk says big day kodesh. I know the big day kodesh. Why? What the Bryce is saying is this pasuk only talks about switching from switching into the white clothing. You have to go to mikvah. How do you know switching out of the white clothing you have to go to mikvah? Because it says the words big day kodesh him. Hukshu kol ha'bigodim kulam zelazeh. So there's a hekesh between this big day kodesh and the other big day kodesh. So every time he switches from one clothing to the other clothing, he has to go to mikvah. So how do I know that? So now I know that there's a switch. How about five? What about the five? So he says, v'chamesh avodos hein. There are five. Here it's not avodos. Here avodos means there are sections. There are five sections when it comes to what he's doing in the, because the Gemara here use out Korum Musaf, so you have to put Korum Musaf into one of the sections. There are five sections of avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Tamit Shal Shachar, Big Day Zav. The morning avoda he wears in the gold clothing. Avodas Hayom, Big Day Lavon. Then he does the regular avoda of Yom Kippur in the white clothing. Then he changes Elo Ve'el Ha'am, Big Day Zav. Those two karbanos are brought in the gold clothing. Kaf Machta, Big Day Lavon. Then he goes back in, like we said before, he goes back in to take out what he left inside, has to wear a big day lavon, and then comes back out, and Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, big day zav. And Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim is with the gold. So therefore I have five of those. You have to go to mikvah each time you change. Five times two. Ten. Sorry, five times you go to mikvah, times the two times the Kiddush of the Amar Glaim is going to be ten. The Gemara says, How do I know, this is continuing, this is Rebbe, how do I know that each time you go to mikvah, you need to wash your hands twice. Again, yesterday was the machlokas of when the hand washing is and which point. But how do I know I need to do it two times? The Gemara says, Tamil Omar, U'pashat v'rachatz, v'rachatz v'lavash. So if you read the psukim, it says, U'pa aron al olam moed, and then it says, U'pashat as big day habad. That's a pasuk of Gimel. In pasuk chavdal, it says, v'rachatz as besaro, and it continues v'lavash. So what they do is they take the word v'rachatz and they throw it onto the word pashat, and they throw v'rachatz again onto the word v'lavash. So as if it reads, pashat v'rachatz and rachatz v'lavash. So that means when I take off, I wash my hands and feet, and when I put on, I wash my hands and feet. And now I'm changing five times, so five times two equals the ten. That's the brice over there. That's Rebbe. Now remember, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilah spoke in the beginning. He never gave us the source for the 10 times of hand washing. But Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, we don't say that this must be what Rabbi Yehuda holds like. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Kal v'chomer. No, it's a Kal v'chomer that you're going to have to wash your hands each time you change the clothing. Because Umam, Makom, She'ein, Ta'un, Tvila, Ta'un, Kiddush, What about in a place where you don't have to go to mikveh? What's that? Midoraisa, you don't have to go to mikveh in the morning every day. Yet midoraisa, the Kohen has to wash his hands and feet before he does the avoda. If he doesn't wash his hands and feet before he does the avoda is possible. So on a regular day, where you don't have to go to mikveh, you have to wash your hands and feet. So on Yom Kippur, we prove you do have to go to mikveh, kavachomer, you have to wash your hands and feet. The Gemara is going to then ask on that. He says, a kavachomer, umah, makum she'ein ton tefillah, ton kiddush, makum she'ton tefillah, ain't no dinja ton kiddush. So Gemara says, wait a second. Imala halon kiddush echad. But let's see a second. You're learning it out from the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim every day. Every day you do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. What do? You wash your hands once, and when you put on before you do the avoda. And here now we're saying, oh, you're washing your hands twice. So the other limud was fine because it says upasha. It said upasha v'lavash v'lavash v'racha. So have twice. But here, if you're learning out of kal v'chomer from the every daily kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you only have one hand washing when you're putting on the clothing. So he says umahalon kiddush echad afkan kiddush echad. So Talmud Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says, Uba Aharon el Ol Moed. Again, this Pasuk again is a Pasuk of Kimmel. Aharon comes into the Ol Moed, Upashas his big day habad, and he takes off the big day habad, Asher Lavash. He's taking off the clothing that he's wearing. What does Asher Lavash mean that he's wearing? It's extraneous. What other clothing is he taking off? Right? Ma Talmud Lomar, Asher Lavash. What does it mean, Asher Lavash? Klum Adam Poshet el Masha Lavash? A person only undresses from the item of the clothing that he's actually wearing. So what's Asher Lavash? Elahakish pshita levisha. It comes to make a hekesh between taking off the clothing and putting on the clothing. Ma levisha ton kodesh kiddush, just like levisha, putting on the clothing requires a hand washing, as we learned out from the kal v'chomer. A pshita ton kiddush. So too, we got the kal v'chomer to learn that you have to wash your hands when you put on, and the hekesh from putting the clothing on and taking the clothing off, teaches you have to do the hand washing and the feet washing. Okay, every time I say hand washing, it means feet washing also. When you to the hand washing, take it off, you also have to wash hands and feet. Okay, that's that long medrash in the Tos Kohanim. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, we're going back now to the beginning, which is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilah. So it's going to be a little repetitive, but we're going to try to explicate and explain what the Braisa had been saying. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Minayin l'chamesh tevilos v'asari kiddushim shetovah kol gadol mekadesh bo biyom. How do we know the 5 and the 10? Talmud Omar, he learns it out from Pasuk of Gimel and Chav Dalet. It says, Uva Aaron el Olam Moed, v'rachatas b'sero b'mayim, B'makom kodosh, right? That Aaron comes into Olam Moed and he's rochatz as besaro. Where is that? The pasuk reads because that's on the side. He says, "Uba Aaron el Olam Moed, u'pasha b'gnei avada shulvash v'ol kodesh nichusham." Oh, rochatz as besaro, and he washes. Okay, so he's washing there. That's how you know. So he says, "Halamadato." You see from here again. This is just a repeat. Any time you change from one avoda to the other avoda, ta'un tefila, you have tefila. So the Gemara asks what we said before, Ashkecha mi'big day lava on the big day zav. This pasuk is discussing when he finishes the avoda of the Yom Kippur, and he's changing from the white linen clothing into the 8 golden clothing. So I see from there I need to go to mikveh. Right? Ashkecha mi'big day lava on the big day zav. But what about mi'big day zav, the big day lava minayin? How do I know that when I'm changing from the gold clothing, the 8 into the 4, that I have to go to mikveh. That pasuk that you're bringing the source from specifically discusses changing out of the Yom Kippur begadim into the regular begadim. How do I know the other way around? So minayin. So Tanna Bei Rabbi Shmuel. So Tanna Bei Rabbi Shmuel is going to bring a kal v'chomer. They say, if you're going to go to mikveh changing from the white to the gold, kal v'chomer, you can change from the gold into the white. What's the kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer. Ma big day zahav. When it comes to the big day zav, there's a kula on the big day zav, which is why, or there's a chumra by the big day lavan. She ain't koin nichnas behem lefnayel lefnim ta'un tvila. Big day lavan she nichnas behem lefnayel lefnim ain't odin she ta'un tvila. Kava chumra goes as follows: if you have to go to mikveh changing from the clothing that goes all the way inside to the clothing that you use outside, you have to go to mikveh. So kava chumra to change from the lower level clothing that you can only use outside into the higher level clothing that you go inside. Kava chumra, you have to go to the mikveh. The Gemara says, wait a second, that's not a strong kal v'chomer. Ikla mefrach. I can argue with that kal v'chomer, because I can say that there's a chumra, it's the same thing, I can say there's a chumra on the big day zav. Ma le big day zav, shekin kaparasa meruba. Big day zav are more chamor. Why? Because throughout the year, more kapara is done while you're wearing the big day zav. You wear the big day lavon just this one time to go inside. But the big day zav, all year long, B'nai Yisrael are getting kapara through the big day zav. So maybe that's a chumrah. So maybe that's why you have to go to mikveh when you change from the white to the gold. So it's not a clear kal v'chomer. So Ella nafgalei mi the Rebbe. So he's an learning out from Rebbe, meaning he has to go back. He's going to say as follows. I go to the mikveh from the white to the gold, from Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, which was the Pasuk that said that he was lavash, he was poshek, he took off the white clothing, put on the gold clothing, went to mikveh. And I'm going to learn out that you go to the mikveh from the gold clothing into the white clothing, from the Pasuk and Pasuk that we brought before him, from Rebbe and Pasuk Dalet, which said that he puts on the eight clothing, Berachatz B'mayim. So he's going to use both Sukkim. So now I know that from white to gold, I'd have to go to mikveh. From gold to white, I have to go to mikveh. And there are five sections. That's five sections times going to mikveh. Five times to change the clothing, five times going to mikveh. Okay. Now, it goes back to discuss Rebbe Shita. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Minayim lechamish tevilos v'asari kiddushin. Where did Rebbe learn five going to mikveh and 10 times washing hands and feet? Shetovah kohen gadol mekadesh bo biyom. Tamid omer, we have the pasuk dalet, kitonos bat kodesh yobash, and then it says that you go into the mikveh. He says, halamayta shekolam eshanam yevodah levodah shetovah tevilah. Again, you can see from here that you have to, from one avodah to the other avodah, you change your clothing, you have to go to the mikveh. The Gemara says, okay, that pasuk in the beginning is talking about going from the gold clothing to the white clothing. So Ashkecha, the big day zol, minayin. How do I know that when you change from the white back into the gold that you have to go to the mikvah? So he said, again, Tanya Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Kavachomer. So now it's the same Kavachomer we did before, just opposite way. And then we're going to argue on it the opposite way. Right? Just if you had a Kavachomer that you upset with one question, and now you're going to start with the question, well, we're going to upset the Kavachomer with the original assumption. So he says, my Tanya Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Kavachomer. So we know here, his pasuk says that you go from into Big Day Lavan, you have to you go to mikvah. So my Big Day Lavan, she'in kaparos meruba, when it comes to the Big Day Lavan, which don't have a lot of kapara, it's only once, right, to Unin Tvila, nevertheless you have to go to mikvah. So Big Day Zahav, she kaparos meruba, so when you change into the golden clothing, which are very chamor, because there's lots of kapara that takes place in them, ain't no din she'to Unin Tvila. Of course they need Tvila. Gemara says, no, ikla mefrach, and that you could upset, you can say no, that Big Day Lavan or chamor, my Big Day Lavan, she'kein nichnas behen lifnai lifnim. So therefore, you have that would mess up the Kavach Omer. So Gemara says, no, because it goes inside. It's more Chomer, because it goes inside. So that's where he says, Hayin dekatani, the Omer Big Day Kodesh Heim, v'rachatzis b'sarol v'mayim v'levesham. Right, and that's why it says Big Day Kodesh. The Big Day Kodesh, we saw before, Big Day Kodesh means they made a hekesh between all bigodim. So we learned from that Pasuk Dalet that you change your clothing into the white. Then it says Big Day Kodesh. So comparing white clothing and the gold clothing, the big day, just like you have to go to mikvah going into the white clothing, you have to go into mikvah when you go into the gold clothing, Big Day Kodesh. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to take both psukim to teach you each time that you change. According to Rebbe, I only need the pasuk and pasuk dalid to teach me that you change, plus the Big Day Kodesh. So he has left over the psukim and chav gimel and chav dalid to learn something else out from, which we'll see in a moment. Okay. And then the Gemara continues. The Gemara is not continuing discussing that brisa. Now it's just going to quote the brisa, but it's not going to really teach us anything. It says v'chamesh avodas hein. There are five sections. Tamid shal shachar, right? The morning covered tamid. The big days of avodas hayom, the big day lava. All the avodas yom kippur are done in the white clothing. Elo the elam. These two rams, these two korbanos are done. The big days of are done in the gold clothing. Kafu machta, the big day lava. He goes back in and changes to the white to go take out what he left inside. That's done in the big day lava. And then he comes back out and changes again for the Tamid Shalber Ben Arayim, big day Zod. The Tamid Shalber Ben Arayim is done in the golden clothing. So now the quotes to Brisa again. The Brisa said, Uminayin shekol tvila v'tvila tzricha beis kiddushin. How do I know that each time he goes to mikvah, that requires two hand and feet washings? How do I know that? So the Brisa said, Tamid Lomar, the Pasuk said, it was Pashat v'rachatz, v'rachatz v'lavash. Right? It says in the Pasuk, he changes his clothing and he washes. He washes and he changes clothing. Again, the word rachatz is thrown to one to pashat and thrown to lavash. The Gemara says a pashat question. That pasuk is not discussing hand washing. That pasuk is discussing rachatz, which is going to mikvah. So how are you telling me that you're learning from there the hand washings? That's talking about going to mikvah. He says hay betviliksiv. That's pasuk talking about tefillah. So the Gemara says the whole we don't need tefillah. That's what I will say. You don't need. We just learned tefillah from these other pasukim. Right, so we all rule in exegesis and learning out when you learn out in Darshan Tzukim, in Eno Inyan Le Inyan Zeh, Tenei Le Inyan Acher. If it has no bearing on the context that we have now, we could take it out and put it into a different context. So it has no need here to be discussing going to the mikveh, because we already learned going to the mikveh. So therefore, we're going to talk about, say that it applies to washing your hands. Rashi Gemara says, "Im eno inyan l'tvila, denachdilei mi bigdei kodesh." If there's nothing to do with going to mikvah, because we just learned it out from the words bigdei kodesh, "Tneu inyan l'kiddush." Right, say it that it requires what we're talking about, kiddush adayim v'raglayim. The Gemara says, "Okay, v'lift today rachmana b'lashon kiddush." So why doesn't the Torah do it this way? Why doesn't the Torah just write v'kiddush? Why does it say v'rachatz? Say v'kiddush. So hakamash malan, it comes to teach us to tefila k'kiddush, to tell you that the tefila, that you're learning something that the kiddush has to be done in a way that the tefila is done. Ma kiddush v'makom kadosh, just like the tefila that going to the mikvah has to be done in the holy place, which is like in Beis Aptinas, which was in the Beis HaMikdash. Af tefila, sorry, ma kiddush, other way around, ma kiddush v'makom kadosh, just like tefila. All right, hakamash malan k'kiddush, right. My kiddush makom kadosh, just like kiddush adayim v'raglayim is supposed to be in a makom kadosh, because it's done by the kiyor is inside the Beis HaMikdash. After vila, so to go into the mikvah is a makom kadosh. That's why it's on top of Beis Aftinas, which is a makom kadosh. Okay, that is Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda, kiddush minale. Where does Rebbe Yehuda learn kiddush adayim v'raglayim from? Because again, Rebbe learned it out because he had that pasuk in Chav Gimel Chav Dal, which says v'rachatz, and it was extra, because he learned out the idea of going to the mikvah from the Pasuk Gimel. But so he has Pasuk of Gimel and Chavdalet available to teach us for the hand washing. But Rebbe Yehuda, who learned out going to mikvah from Pasukim of Gimel and Chavdalet, he doesn't have Chavdalet and Gimel extra to say, oh, Eino Inyan. That's talking about going to the mikvah. So where does he learn out the hand washing? So he says, Minole, Nafkale, Midir Belazar Shimon. He learns it out from Belazar Shimon, which you saw in the beginning in the Brisa, who said, that Belazar Shimon said it was a Kabbal Chomer. He says, a Kabbal Chomer from every day. If every day that you don't go to mikvah, it requires you to wash your hands and feet before they're voted to be good. So Yom Kippur, when you put on the clothing, if you do have to go to mikvah, you're also going to have to wash your hands and feet. Okay. That's the easy part. Amar of Chizda. I just have to hold cup of where you are. It's much easier with the psukim open in front of you. I should have sent the text now. Or should have just copied the psukim. So Amar Rav Chizda says, "Hi, the Rebbe, the Shita of Rebbe, where Rebbe learned it from, Mafka mid Rav Meir, u'Mafka mid Rabbanon. He's different than Rav Meir, and he's different than Rabbanon." Okay, what's Rav Meir and Rabbanon? It's going back to yesterday. Rav Meir and Rabbanon about where you do the hand washing. Do the hand washing before he changes the clothing? The beginning, the first one, before he changes, or after he takes off his clothing, Rav Meir says. So he said, right here, Amar Rav Chizda and Rashi, Amar Rav Chizda, Kasavar Rav Chizda, that Dafka Amar Rebbe, U'Pashat V'Rachatz, V'Rachatz V'Lavash. She says, U'Pashat, you take off the clothing, you wash your hands, then it says V'Rachatz, sounds like you wash your hands, V'Lavash, and then you will dress, right? Shnei Kiddushim in Pshila Levisha. According to Rav Chizda, he takes Rebbe literally. And when Rebbe said you learned b'pashat v'rachatz, v'rachatz v'lavash, which means you take off your clothing, wash your hands once, wash your hands twice, and then put on the other clothing. Well, that doesn't go according to either Rabbanan or Rav Meir. We'll see that in a moment. He says, again, Amar Rav Chizda, had the Rebbe machke mid Rav Meir, u'machke mid Rabbanan. Machke mid Rabbanan, it's different than the Rabbanan. Di Rabbanan Amri, keshehu lavush mikadesh. Because Rabbanan say that you wash your hands no matter what when you're dressed. Right? He says, when you're going to change the clothing, wash your hands, take off the clothing, put on the other clothing, then wash your hands again. Which means both times he's clothed. According to the Rebbe Chizda's learning Rebbe, he's washing his hands and feet both times when he's unclothed. Alright? The Iyu Amar Kishu Poshit Mikadesh. Right. Umach mi Rav Meir, and he's different from the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir Amar Hach Kiddush Basra Kishu Lavush Mikadesh. Rav Meir said, Rav Meir said is that you take off the first clothing, wash your hands when he's not clothed, put on the second clothing, and the second washing is one of his clothes. So he's not even going to Rav Meir. Because Chachamim say he's dressed for both Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Rav Meir says he's only dressed for the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Rav Chizda says Rebbe holds he's undressed for both Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So he doesn't hold like either of them. So I don't see what the big deal is. Rebbe's a Tana, let him argue. The Gemara assumes that it's only Machlokas, Rabbanan, and Rav Meir. So he says, the Ilu Rav Meir Amar Hach Kiddush Basar Kishu Lavash Mekadesh. The Ilu Amar and Rebbe holds Kishu Poshet Peshet Mekadesh. When he's naked, that's when he does both Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So Amar of Acha, says, no. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Hakol Modim B'Kiddush Sheni Shelovesh V'Achar Kach Mekadesh. He says, no. Just because Rebbe says that you learn it out from Upashat Barachatz, the Barachatz V'lavash, doesn't mean the second time that he's washing his hands and feet, he's doing it when he's not clothed. He's still going to put on his clothing there, because we learn out, my taima, the Amakra, that the Pasuk says, this is talking about during the week, the Pasuk says, O Bigishtam El Mizbeach, you wash your hands, Bigishtam El Mizbeach, which the Gemara is learning means, when the Kohen washes his hands regularly, the only thing that's between him doing the Avodah is the hand washing, which means everything else is done, which means he's clothed. So if you could be washing your hands prior to doing the Avodah, must be done when you're clothed. So too here, everyone's going to agree, okay, the first one you have a machlokas, but the second time hand washing must be when he's clothed, because the only thing that's preventing him from doing the Avodah is the hand washing, not getting dressed. So I read again inside. He says, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Hakol Modin b'Kiddushini, everyone agrees in the second, each time he's changing his clothing, there's two Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, so the second Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, Shelovesh, he gets dressed, V'Achakach Mekadesh, my time, what's the reason? Amar Kra, O B'Gishtam Mizbeach, when he goes to the Mizbeach, Mi She'eno Mechusar Elagisha, that's hand washing is only for somebody, who the only thing he's missing is going to the Mizbeach. That would exclude the case of somebody who not only has to wash his hands, but has to get dressed. So clearly, if you're about to do the avodah, you get dressed, and then you do the hand washing. So even Rav Meir, even Rebbe, who says, Upashat v'lavash, the lavash v'rachatz, which has the rechitza between both, which is to take the second lavash and throw it at the end after you get dressed, because you can't be undressed by the washing your hands right before you're doing the avodah. Okay, so Amalei Rav Acha braid the Rav Rashi. So Rav Acha, the son of Rav, says to Rav Rashi, Lo Rav Chizda isli the Rav Acha, Velo Rav Acha isli the Rav Chizda. So both Rav Chizda does not hold like Rav Acha, and Rav Acha doesn't hold like Rav Chizda. Again, what is that? So Rav Chizda was the one who says that Rebbe has the washing in the middle. Pashat Rachatz, Rachatz Lavash. So that according to that, if he would hold like the, so he holds that. He holds that Rav Acha is going to hold that Rebbe says that you have the two washings when he's both unclothed, and that he can't hold like this, what we just learned, that says you have to then wash again before you do the Avodah, because that will be a third washing, and then you'll end up having 15 washings, and we know there's only 10. You can't do that. And the one who says that you wash before you do the Avodah can't hold that you have to do the two washings when he's unclothed, because then again, it'll be 15 washings. So neither can hold like the other. Right, in came the Rebbe Havelei Chamesha Kiddushim. That's why you can't do that. So do it again. If you hold that the two hand washings and feet washings are done when he's both unclothed, you can't hold that you have to do a hand washing before you do the avodah, specifically when you're clothed. That will make it 15. And if you hold that you do the hand washing before you do the avodah when you're clothed, you can't hold that there are two hand washings in between when he's unclothed, because that will make it 15. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Hevilo es hatamid kartso. They brought to the Kohen Gadol the Korban Tamid, and he was kartso, which we translated based on the Gemara, meant that he shechs, basically what he does is he shechs, roll over the two simanim, he doesn't finish it, and he quickly hands over the knife to somebody else to finish it while he captures the blood. So the Kohen Gadol would be doing all the avodah. So the Gemara now is going to ask, we said a kartso means to shech, but my kartso, what's the definition of the word kartso? Amar Ula. Ula says, Lishna tikatalahi. It's a lashon of killing, which means it's a lashon of shechting, a lashon of killing. And Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Nachman says, Maikra. What's the pasuk that you learned this from? So this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It says, Egla, is two words, actually, Egla yifei piya mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is compared to like a beautiful ox, a beautiful cow. Karetz mitzafon bava. The carrots from the north is coming. What's karetz mitzafon? So the Gemara is, right? So Egla yifei piya mitzrayim, karetz mitzafon ba. So my mashma, the Gemara says, well, what's going on here? How does that mean? And what does that mean? So the Gemara says, "Kidim targum Rabbi Yosef." Like Rabbi Yosef says in the Targum. Again, Rabbi Yosef was blind, so he was not supposed to learn Torah Shabbat Peh without it being written down in front of you. So he was an expert in Targum. So he didn't see the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah Shabbat Chasav. So "Kidim targum Rabbi Yosef." It's Malka Yehi Havi Mitzrayim Amamin Kitulin Mitzafon Yosun Allah. Okay, you see over here the word kitulin. He translates the word kartsa as kitulin, as killing. So you see from this targum that kartsa means to kill. So bekama. So how much does the Kohen Gadol have to do of this kartsa? How much does he have to do? So amar ula birov shnayim. He has to do most of the two simon, right? You have the kagan and the veshes. back to our chulin days, to cut into vegetables, you have to slice in order for it to be kosher, and we know that you only have to do roh in order for it to be kosher. You're supposed to do the whole thing, but you got to 50 plus a little bit, that's sufficient for it to be a kosher shkita. Berov shnayim. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan berov shnayim. And so too Rabbi Yochanan says it's berov shnayim. The af Reish Lakish sub berov shnayim. And even Reish Lakish says berov shnayim. That's what even Reish Lakish means. Maybe that means because Rabbi Yochanan says A, so you assume Reish Lakish would say B. But he says, even Reish Lakish says berov shnayim. And now we're going to prove that Reish Lakish says that. The amar Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish says, now this is quoted in the Mishnayos in Chulin. Kimei achar sheshaninu, from the fact we learned, rubo shel echad kamohu, that shechting, there's a mission there that says that shechting one row of one of the simonim, as if you shechted the entire thing, lama shaninu, why does another Mishnah say, rov echad v'of, again, an oaf only needs one simon cut, if you do rov, that's enough, v'rov shnayim v'behema, and two of rov is enough of behema. I already just learned it, that rubo equals kulo, so why do I need to have these Mishnayos explain it again? He says, no, exactly. The fisha shaninu, because we learned in here in Yoma, hevilo was hatamid, they burn the korban tamid, kartzo, he kills it, umerik achar shchita al yado, umerik achar shchita al yado, we keep on tzadam. He gives it to somebody else to finish it up, and then he catches the blood, vizarko. So yachol lo mirik yapasel, so maybe you would think if the second kohen doesn't finish the job, doesn't finish the mirik, it would be pasel. Gemara says, wait a second, can't be that. Can't be that you would have a havin to think that if the second Kohen doesn't finish the avodah, it would be possible. The second Kohen can't do avodah on Yom Kippurim. Only the Kohen Gadol could do the avodah on Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara interjects and says, Yochel omer ki apostle, im kein havle avodah ba'acher, v'tanan kol avodah Yom Kippurim enek sheresh el abo. It could be that you could never have the havin to think that what the other Kohen has to do is ma'akev. Because if it's ma'akev, it becomes an avodah, and it has to be done by the Kohen. So el ha'chikamar, this is, or is it el ha'chikamar, Yochi apostle with the Rabbanan, you might think that if the second Kohen doesn't complete the job, it would be possible with the Rabbanan. Lekach shaninu, that's why he teaches us in the other Mishnayos, rov echad ba'of, v'rov shnayim v'behema. You just need rov, and it's even kosher with the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, v'kimi achar afil psul the Rabbanan leka. So now that you're telling me it's not even possible with the Rabbanan, what do I need to do it anyway? If it's a completely kosher with chachila, it's not even possible with the Rabbanan to just do rov, so why do I have to do this whole thing? I give it to the other guy to finish, why do I need that? Right, kimei achar da filu psul me the rabbanon leka lamele the marik. Why do I have to do this miriko, which is the second kohen finishing? So Gemara's answer is just cryptic. He says mitzvah the marik. Okay, what does that mean? Mitzvah the marik. So Rashi says kidei lahotzi es adam yofer. You want to complete to finish the shechita because apparently when you finish the simanim, more blood will come out. So to make sure we have more blood, we want to drain the animal, I guess, of the blood for more blood to come out. Complete and finish the shechita. So what happens is the kohen gadol does the first part, does the rov. We learned that rov is kasher lechatchila from the Raisa. It's even kasher the eved midrabanan. Aye, so why does the other kohen finish it? The other kohen is not finishing it because it's an intrinsic part of the avodah. He finishes it so we can get more blood to come out, so it could be that's more muhudar. Okay, we'll stop here when pick up tomorrow by Abaye Misadar Maracha Mishmei the Gemara, which is something that we say every day.
I thought you were saying why does it have to be finished at all? I thought he has to be finished.